Mauri ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. I am Te Kahu Kura, I am your host, I am a six-figure business owner and I am on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you are new here, nau mai haere mai, and if you've been here before, you'll know just how much I value your time. I do not like to muck around, so let's just dive into today's podcast episode. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description. None of my content should be considered as financial advice. Today's episode is how you can be a better kaitiaki for your money. This is coming from, obviously, a six-figure business owner. These are the things that I have changed in my life to be able to make more money. The first one is that I love my money. I literally love money. If you've been here before, you'll know I love money. That's why I did this. Anyways, I practice so much gratitude for every single dollar that lands in my account and every single dollar that leaves my account. So many people will get so angry or frustrated at the money they have to spend to buy the things that they buy. So, for example, I used to get so frustrated when I would go to the grocery store or I would go and put gas in my car and it was just so expensive. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Until I realized I buy those things because I want to. I buy gas because I want to drive my car. I could walk, but I choose to drive it. Same with Kai. You know, I get to practice so much gratitude that I get to buy Kai, that I get to buy those things. And, you know, there were times where I literally, I wasn't looking after my money. I was not being grateful for the money I had. I was not being grateful for the money that went out. And I was just constantly worried about money. I had to move things around to be able to buy the things that I needed to buy. And that was really tough. And so when I think about it now, it's like, I'm so grateful that I have money to be able to buy the things that I want to buy. So gratitude is one of the most important things. When I look back at my journey, back when I was working a job before I became self-employed, one of the key things that I shifted in order to make that difference was practicing gratitude. Before I quit my job, I was grateful that I could quit my job. Do you hear me? Before I became self-employed, I was grateful that I could become self-employed. And I even think back to signing on clients that I wanted to work with. Before they signed on to work with me, I was grateful that they wanted to work with me. Like, do you hear the change in the frequency as opposed to, oh my gosh, I'm not making the amount of money that I want to make. I don't have what I want. I don't have it. That comes from scarcity. That comes from not Māori. That is not a Māori whakaaro. Scarcity does not come from our tipuna. What it comes from is from colonization. When we had real evidence, tangible evidence, that there was no longer enough to go around because our whenua, our people were abused, our whenua was stolen. And so this created evidence that there was no longer enough to go around. And this has been handed down generation after generation. But this whakaaro, this thinking that there isn't enough to go around, isn't Māori. And if we look at our whakatauki, like he kai kai kūringa, literally they could have said, there isn't any food in my hands. There isn't enough here. But our tipuna were the embodiment of prosperity, of abundance. So if you look at our deal, if you look at our history, our tipuna were wealthy people. It obviously wasn't the form of pūtea because that's something that didn't exist pre-colonization. But I'm going off on so many different tangents, but it's because I just love this kaupapa so much. Loving money, practicing gratitude for it will change your life. Every dollar that comes in, whether it's $1, whether it's $2, whether it's $10, $20, $50. And that's the other thing. Respecting a dollar for a dollar, it doesn't matter if it's $100,000 or if it's $1, respecting it. Respecting it so, so much. Loving it. Practicing gratitude for it. Number two, how I'm a good kaitiaki for pūtea is that I take aligned action to make more money. So if you've got a goal to make more money, then that means that you need to be aligning your strategy with making more money. So there are a few things I do to increase my income without having to work harder. One of these is less one-on-one calls and more group coaching. less one-on-ones and more passive offers with an uncapped potential for how many people can join these. Now, doing this mahi means that I've got to show up and I've got to do what's required of me. I don't avoid doing it. I show up and I do it even when I don't feel like doing it. I have 3 key rules that I follow. 1% better every day. So I'm not out here trying to literally become a millionaire overnight. I'm out here doing small things that I can do to improve my life little by little, and those have compounding effects over the long haul. Aha ko te aha. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I still show up. I still do what's required. When I had my $55,000 launch for my program, I was going through a heartbreak. I had lost my nan. I was going through so many things in my personal life, but I still showed up. I expanded my capacity to hold the grief, to hold the heartbreak outside of mahi, and then in mahi to show up and do what was required of me. I made millionaire moves. So the version of me who had that $55,000 launch, sorry, I leveraged her, and I was like, before I even became her, I was like, what is she doing? How is she showing up? How is she moving through life? And then I embodied her. The third way that I am an amazing kaitiaki for my putia, and that you can be too, is by respecting your money. So I stopped wasting my money on things that weren't moving me forward in life. Things like weed, vaping, takeaways, unnecessary Kmart runs. And I started instead investing into mentors, into my business, into other investments that actually have returns on them. Your money is a blessing. It is something that's come into your life to bless you. And it's your decision how you use that money. You can waste it on things that aren't going to move you forward in life, or you can put it towards something that's going to multiply, that's going to make you more money. And it's like, it's not that complicated, but it's hard. And that's why most people don't do it. Because if it were easy, everyone would have what they want in life. But it's not, and that's why people don't. Because it's easier to stay in your comfort zone than it's to do something that you've never done before. So if you were to think about your friends, if you were to disrespect your friends every single day, and you were to, you know, not look after them, you were to be mean to them, you were to get them high, get them, you know, do all of these ridiculous things. Maybe they want to, but you know what I'm saying. If you were to disrespect your friends, it wouldn't take long before they walked out. Wouldn't be long before they decided they didn't want to be your friend anymore. Same goes with money. If you disrespect your money, it will disrespect you by not being there. So respect your money, and money will respect you. Number 4 is I trust money. I don't focus on money. Like, it's so funny because this is what I do for mahi, but I'm not sitting here refreshing my bank account going, oh my gosh, where is the money? Where is it? Is it coming in yet? Has it come in yet? I don't sit there refreshing my emails going, oh my gosh, did the sale come through? Oh my gosh. I don't sit there refreshing my DMs going, oh my gosh, did anyone want to work with me? Oh my gosh. I go out, I live my life, and I trust that the automations and the systems I have in my business work when I'm out living my life. And they do, because I'm a magnet. Literally. I make sales from literally a program I made last year. I don't even talk about it anymore. But old podcast episodes continue to convert into passive income for me. Old content I created continues to convert into passive income. This means that I don't even need to work. And I'm making money. I'm a magnet for opportunities. Literally yesterday, if you saw my Instagram story, someone emailed me about 15 different interviews for my book. And like I'm not sure if I said this loud enough. 15 interviews. Like, he emailed me about 15 interviews. And what I shared on my story was that it wasn't that long ago that I probably had like a 5% quality of life, to be honest. Like, I was a drug addict. I lived paycheck to paycheck. I was constantly burnt out. I had a lot of chronic pain. I was binge eating multiple times of the day. I literally didn't enjoy my life, to where I am now, where I don't even work full time most weeks. I've grown a 6-figure business. I live my dream life. I work with my dream clients. I'm 73 kgs down. I'm no longer an addict. And it's all because I built a badass brand that stands out and effortlessly attracts sales success opportunities without having to work harder. I use systems, I use automations, I use an aligned strategy, I use a badass mindset, I make power moves. These are all the things that make it happen. And I break this all down in my 6-week program, Badass Brands. It's literally not rocket science. I've broken it all down inside my program, both the mindset and the strategy. This is not just your generic strategy program. This is where, like, literally balls to the wall, I'm like telling you everything that you need to know in order to make this happen for yourself also. I've got the link in the description, but I just wanted to recap the different things that I do to be an amazing kaitiaki for my pūtea. Number one, I love my money. I practice so much gratitude for it every single day, like every single day, without a doubt. Like every time I pay for something, I'm like, thank you. Thank you, I get to buy this. Thank you. Every time money comes in, I'm like, thank you. Whether it's $1, $10, $20, $10,000, I'm like, thank you. Bless. Number two, I take aligned action to make more money. So I use a strategy that means I don't have to work harder in order to increase my income. This means that I have more money so that I can do more. And just like touching on this isn't really a recap, I am adding. If I was at high school, I would have failed my conclusion because you're not supposed to add anything extra, but this is my podcast, so I get to do whatever I want. Anyways, a lot of people, you know, they say rich people are greedy, but it's actually not true. Money is an amplifier. You're not going to be an amazing person, get rich, and then become an asshole. Like, that just doesn't make sense. If you're a good person and you do good in the world, with more money, you get to make more impact. You get to do more amazing things. And so by taking an aligned strategy to make more money, it means that I get to create more impacts, not only for me, for my whānau, but for the world. It's like, imagine in your life what you could do if you doubled your income, if you tripled your income. How many more people could you help? How much more could you do in this world? Number three is I respect my money. So all of the money that comes in and out, I respect it. And I'm like, how can I use this money to make more money? How can I use this money to improve my life, to improve my business? Number four, I trust money. I don't sit here with an anxious attachment to my money. I focus on living my life and I trust that money just comes because I'm doing all the things and it literally does come. So yeah, that's a little recap of it all. Of course, the link for Badass Brands is available in the description below, but I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. If anything specific landed for you, I would love to hear from you over on Instagram. Send me a message. Otherwise, I hope you have an incredible rest of your day. Ka kite.